views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567 and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. It looks like many of you did yesterday. Little battles going on in there. You didn't miss me at all, did you? Hey, Linda's on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday. She's always on assignment on Tuesdays. And see what else. Oh, to 25th of May and 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we have Jared.
Good morning.
How you doing, Jared?
I'm doing well.
It was a little chilly when we walked in here today.
It was a little chilly, yes. 64 degrees in the studio.
I'm 64, I know. And then I ran the temperature up, and it just kept going. And then it's because we have auto fan and fan on. Fan was on, and it's a little nippy outside. Can I say that?
Yeah, I think so.
What's the weather going to be the rest of the week?
Well, it is
the
currently.
Whole week.
No. All right.
No, it's they're right in front of you. It goes through Saturday.
True. Hey, well, it goes to Saturday day. The day, not night. Today is going to be, it's currently 57 degrees. Today is going to be sunny and clear with a high of 83, a low of 55. Tomorrow, sunny and clear with a high of 89, a low of 56. Thursday is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 87, a low of 56. And Friday is going to be sunny with a high of 92 and a low of 58.
Whoa, 92.
But if you look at the extended forecast, it's going to get into the hundreds.
When?
Well,
it'll be like next week.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Put you on the spot, didn't I?
No, I was trying to look at my phone. It says Monday. I use the Weather Channel app. 103. Yeah. Tuesday, 105. Wednesday, 103.
Oh, my gosh. Enjoy it this week.
This is
my
next
friends.
Week, not this Wednesday.
No. So enjoy this week with highs just in the 80s and 90s. My gosh. Hey, Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. Yes, we were gone. We went, in fact, to White Rock for Linda's birthday. It's over right on the border with Oregon. I mean, literally, you can get on the beach and walk across. And this beach is it's empty. Beautiful days there. Sun shining. It's a little windy at first, but then the sun shining. It's really nice. And there's nobody on the beach. Nobody's there. If you go down like a mile to the state beach, which is in Oregon, there's people down there, but never where we're at. And so it was just a relaxing weekend. And this is one of Linda's favorite places to go to. So there we were on birthday. That's why we weren't here Friday and yesterday. And I'm looking at the chat room. little things going on in the chat room. I always like to look at the chat room. The one thing that you notice when you go to Oregon is, first of all, gas is 50 cents a gallon cheaper. A gallon. Okay. A gallon cheaper, 50 cents a gallon cheaper. And if you buy things there, there's no tax, no sales tax on anything. I do want to report that there's no ammo in Oregon, at least in the areas I went to, and stopped. And they just looked at me and they just said, "You're not from around here, are you?" And I went, "It doesn't make any difference where I'm from." "Nah, but we haven't had any ammo for weeks." So I read an article that this isn't going to be over like the gasoline shortage on the East Coast when they hacked the pipelines there, which is just another complete story anyway to get into. But this is going to go on, my friends. I read, and it's not because they're not working 24 hours a day, the major companies, or extended hours. The whole thing comes down to is the lack of supplies to make it, that copper has doubled in price. Other products they use have doubled in price, if not more, just trying to get it in. And some of it comes from other countries, and they're having problems with that because they're having the same problems we're having over here with COVID and other things. So they're saying this shortage of ammunition could last for 18 months. 18 months. It's like, it's not like going without toilet paper, but still. And then you have people still continuing to buy guns at the cyclic rate because everybody knows is that Joe Biden wants to start putting restrictions on the kind of guns you buy. So people are out there buying them. People that you would never think of are out there buying long guns, buying black guns. And then if they buy that, then they buy ammo that goes along with it. And some people, God bless them, have got enough money that they don't mind paying a dollar a round for ammunition. It's ridiculous to pay that. It just is. So you try to do is hoard what you have, and you shoot less. At the gun ranges, they're shooting less. We have our classes shoot 20 rounds less probably than we ordinarily shoot. Now, 20 rounds doesn't sound like a lot, but it's just 20 more rounds that people have then to practice with once they get their CCW. And you encourage people to practice every month to shoot a box of ammo. Well, it just gets harder and harder to find it. It would be nice if, even when you go online, a place called Cheaper Than Dirt. Cheaper Than Dirt, what's that connotate to you, that it's really cheap prices? Well, Cheaper Than Dirt has 9mm ammunition for like over a dollar a round. I sent them an email because they sent me emails. Oh, this is what we're selling. They have great sales. And I sent an email back. How can you call yourself Cheaper Than Dirt and trying to sell me a 9mm, one 9mm round for $1.03? And they never answered me. I don't know. Okay. The one thing that being gone for 4 days does is you think it takes you out of the local politics. And it does. Except I got a phone call from a guy that's a journalist on some kind of online news magazine. And I looked it up, and it's liberal. But it's not as liberal as it could be, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's liberal, but at least they have some of the facts in it. And, of course, he wants to talk to me about what's going on here in Reading. And I said, here's the thing that really, like the L.A. Times article, here's the thing that really frosts my ass, is that it's just totally one-sided. Yeah, totally one-sided. And how? Well, I'm going to tell you that when we get back from this break. One thing that happens when we're gone, beautiful weather. Sleeping at 68 degrees is, or 65 degrees is optimum. Well, on the beach, it is a lot chillier, so we have the windows open, and we pile on the covers and all this. And you sleep. But it's not the same because why? We're not in our sleep number. So getting back last night and crawling into the sleep number bed was great. My sleep number setting is 35. Is 45, and Linda's sleep number setting is 35. Because we have the new bed, we have the new smart bed. And it's just, laying in the bed, you go to sleep, you wake up, no aches, no pains. It can adjust as you move through the night in the new smart beds they have, in the new sleep number smart beds. And right now, don't miss out on the Memorial Day weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery and setup when you add a base. Exclusive offers also available for military members. Only at Sleep Number at the store right here in town in the Target Shopping Center. Great people down there. Go see Steve or Barbara, any of the people down there. Subject to credit approval, of course. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:14 in the morning. Carl Lindebot. It is going to be a beautiful day.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician, 10 years experience preferred, full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comente. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion
starting April 1st through June 24th.
Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th.
Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th.
And one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Memorial Day is May 31st, a day set aside to honor those who have sacrificed for our freedom. I'm Rob Burrows, reminding you there will not be a live service at the Igo Veterans Cemetery, but the cemetery will be open for visitors. There will not be a live service at Reading Memorial Park, but there will be a live service on the Reading Memorial Park Facebook page at 10 a.m., honoring our veterans and those who sacrificed for our freedom. The Northern California Veterans Museum offices at 2110 North Street in Anderson will be open to the public from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for visitors, following current guidelines for safety. From all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, thank you for honoring our veterans and their sacrifices this Memorial Day weekend. For more information, call the museum office at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. On behalf of all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, I want to say thank you for honoring our veterans.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician, 10 years experience preferred, full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Botlin, who's on assignment today. Good morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Compass Sports Cards at 1620 East Cypress Street, right across from the Hill Collision Center. It's your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia featuring baseball, basketball, and football cards, plus other types of memorabilia, of course, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. It's open 11 to 6, Monday through Friday. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards. Okay, I'm just reading my, I'm reading the chat room. It was amazing. It must have been amazing in here yesterday. Somebody said if Ken Murray ever ran again, they'd support him 100%. And one said if you're a Democrat, you could support him 125%. I thought that was funny. Hey, who is, let me look this up, who is Shasta Ford? This is the group that wants to reject the recall. See, here's the thing is, are they, of course, you know, Joe Comente, Leonard Modi, and Mary Rickert are, you know, the titular heads of this, but there's other people in this. But who are they? They're asking for money, and if you give money, your name can be, can and will, I'm sure, be given out, and that if you give more than $100, state law requires them to collect and report the name, street address, and employer and occupation for all donors who aggregate $100 or more. I don't know why they're not giving their names unless they're concerned that they are going to be singled out and attacked by the recall people, which could be possible, seeing some of the things I've seen written in there about the recall. But I find it interesting. I find it interesting also is that Shasta Ford doesn't want to advertise on our station. They'll advertise on a out-of-state corporate radio station, but they won't advertise on a local community radio station. You know, the recall people do. And so I wonder about that because they're spending money to do that. Why not a local show, you know, why not a local radio station? And I, you know, so I asked, I said, so, oh, and because I have a couple friends are with this who would like to see them do, you know, advertise on our station. We have a strong, loyal audience. We reach a lot of different people. Well, you're a conservative station. Well, yeah, some of our shows are conservative. I would think that Armstrong and Getty are kind of libertarian and equal opportunity smackers. And then Dave Ramsey is probably as apolitical as you're going to get. Mark Levin. Okay, yeah, he's a screamer and a conservative and a constitutionalist. But then our local shows, I mean, our local shows ranges from, you know, Common Ground to Jefferson State of Mind. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, everybody's welcome on this station. I just find it interesting that a local station, they would not want to advertise on, which then makes me wonder who they are. Are they an elitist group, a liberal group? Not that there's anything wrong with being liberal at all. I mean, like I said, I've got many friends that are liberal, and I mean liberal, and many others that are Democrats who are ashamed of the name right now, as many Republicans are ashamed of the name at various times. But thinking about it is, it just seems strange to me that something like that would happen. I have not lost any sleep over it, but I did say I was going to talk about it at least once. Costco is going to happen. Costco's going to happen. The Reading Chamber of Commerce read the first reading and last week, and the vote came 6 days after the council unanimously approved a first reading of the Pacelli Bonneville Voter Initiative. It was passed unanimously. Costco collected more than 10,000 signatures in 2 weeks. In approving the first reading of the ordinance, council members Christian Schrader and Mark Mazzano said the petition clearly signaled the will of the Reading voters. I think so. It's the Costco-sponsored initiative creates the Pacelli Bonneville specific plan and essentially mirrors what the council did last May. After years of delay, it approved 152,000 square foot Costco. The new warehouse will have a gas station that would anchor the River Crossing Marketplace on the northeast corner of South Bonneville and Pacelli Lane. The big complaint, besides the fact we don't want it in our backyard, was what's the traffic going to look like. So that'll be interesting. We'll have to see what it is. But, you know, when their plans come out, and if it appears that some things have to happen, or wider lanes or whatever, all that comes into it. That's part of this, you know, they say, here are our plans, but as they go forward, they may need to add to this or, you know, expand traffic. the traffic plans. We'll see what happens. But it's a big step forward for us for Costco there. And now that that will open up the other Costco store to something else. What do you think would go good there, buddy?
In the current space where Costco occupies?
Yeah, in the current Costco store. Do you think it should think it'd be broken up into other stores? And, you know, like maybe four or five stores in there are just made into one big country western dance place. Imagine that. It'd be like a Gilly's, only bigger in Texas.
I don't know. Three bands going
at one time. You could have, you know, we used to have something in the Marine Corps that we wanted to build, and we were going to call it Marine World, right outside Camp Pendleton. It was going to be huge. Not huge, like 157,000 square feet. But in there, Marines could come into the place, and as they walk in, they drop their laundry off, okay? As you walk in, you just drop your laundry off. And then there's food. There's different types of music, dancing areas, so we kind of cover everybody from country western to just plain rock to hip-hop. Two or three different bars, and then we'd have attached to it sleeping quarters, like the barracks, you know, so they'd have bunk beds and things, but they could, and check cashing facilities, so they could just come in on a Friday and not leave till Sunday afternoon. And we thought about it. We couldn't think of anything wrong with it. Laundry, dry cleaning, you know, you get stuff back as you walk out, done, it would have everything, food, dancing, bars, you know, punching bags, so people, you know, so they can take aggressions out by hitting the bag. We didn't think about the mechanical bull, but there was no reason we couldn't have done that. So, never got that off the ground.
Sounds like a great place.
Never got it off the ground, buddy. Hey, National Guard's leaving D.C. I'm sorry. I'm just one of those people. Yeah, I know when people call about this insurrection or this insurrection that took over the Capitol building. Bad, wrong, bad. Shouldn't have done it. However, having been in the middle of insurrections before and seeing what a real insurrection is, this one, I never could get really fired up about this. Did they do it? Was it wrong? Yes. Were the ones that did it, are they being punished? Yes. Did they destroy paintings? Were the rooms destroyed? Oh, somebody sat in behind Pelosi's desk and put his feet up on the desk. Somebody took their computer. The fact that people lost their lives was horrible. You know, the fact that they, you know, the policeman that they claimed to have been hit in the head with a fire extinguisher and everything, as it came out later, that had not happened. He had a stroke. I think that I'd have to go back and check my facts. So this is just what I remember, so don't hold me weight to it. But the only people that were killed were the ones that, one of them who had entered into the building, was told to stay out of an area, and a window had been broken, and when she started to step through, a policeman shot her and killed her. So the National Guard's called in. We've got fences all around everything, and the National Guard was there. Now, the National Guard was treated in many cases horribly, treated like second-class citizens. Here, you guys can just sleep down here in the garages. But as of today, the National Guard is leaving Washington, D.C. Yeah. There's still like about 1,000 left, but they're all on their way out. 51 states and three other protectorates, 54 different state or territory organizations had troops there. So, but they're leaving. I guess things have quieted down. You know, I don't remember any riots and fires during that January 6th, as were other times when President Trump was in there and cars were set on fire and riots. I don't like to go back and revisit things, but I just wanted to bring it up now since they are leaving the Washington, D.C. area. Okay. A lot of things to talk about, and we'll hit them when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented. dedicated, wanting to you to experience moving your dreams forward. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right down the street from us, and, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. 7:30 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mundivide. Good morning, 7:34 in the morning here on the 25th of May, 63 degrees out there today. It's right now. It's going to be a beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. And yes, I went down to Four Winds Jewelry for Linda's birthday present. When I walked in, Rebecca had a whole bunch of people in there. There's a lot of people who go to Four Winds Jewelry for a good reason, for a variety of good reasons. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Very friendly people, great selection of jewelry. So I picked out that perfect set of earrings, right? High-fived everybody in the store. Rebecca wrapped it beautifully, put a little bow on it, at the card, had all that stuff. I was ready. And Linda opened up. And you know what? It's kind of like this. She looked at the earrings and she said, they're beautiful. And she looks at me and I went, what? She says, they're just beautiful. I went, thank you. She said, they're just like the ones you gave me 3 years ago. And I went, oh. You know, have you seen the, a 3 or 4 year old, right? Paint something with their finger paints or they draw something with their crayons and they run up. Here, mommy, mommy. And you know what? And mom looks at it. She has no idea what it is. And she's not going to ask them. Didn't want to hurt their feelings. Oh, honey, it's beautiful. And puts it on the refrigerator, right? I kind of felt like that right then. You know, it's like, oh, well, Rebecca said, you can bring them back. You can bring them back and exchange them for something maybe a little bit different. I liked them. And maybe it's because last time I gave them to her, she was really happy. And so I kind of maybe subconsciously, guys, do you have a problem like that? You know, you go out there and you think this is the perfect gift. You know, like Linda gives me a power washer for Valentine's Day. And you all have heard the story. I just finally got it put together last week. And February 14th is when it was, you know, she gave it to me. I finally unwrapped it. First of all, I cut the straps to hold it, you know, hold the box together. That was probably in March. I cut the straps, so they just kind of laid there. And then what's today? May 25th. So probably early May, I said, you know, the real birthday present I'm going to give you is I'm going to power wash the whole patio. That was great. So time went on, and I finally did. I put it together, put everything on it, put gas, put oil in it. I have yet to hook the hose up to it and start it, because you have to hook the hose up to start it. So I assume it works. And probably this week, before it turns 100 next week, maybe even this weekend, I'll turn on the power washer and power wash. Because once I start, it's okay. It's just the thought of power washing for 3 hours. And then afterwards, you know, because it knocks out the grouting in between, so then you have to replace that. I mean, it's just a bit the place looks nicer. Vaccines. My friends out there. How many of you, and you can call in if you want to, but how many of you are not getting the vaccine? It seems like, you know, there's more than enough of it available everywhere. They're talking about children getting vaccines. I'm not crazy about that. I mean, this still is one that hasn't been out there for, you know, like 5 years of testing. Did I get vaccinated? Yeah, I got vaccinated. I'm used to being vaccinated. But did you get vaccinated? It seems like Shasta County is got a lower number of people wanting to get vaccinated. Most everybody I know, and most of our office here, in fact, has all got vaccinated.
I got my second dose.
You got your second dose. I know.
A couple of months ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if everybody has. It's none of my business. I don't ask them. One person got COVID. And is not going to get vaccinated because she says, well, I've already got the antibodies. So I'm not concerned, but there's no pressure. Did you feel any pressure here to get vaccinated?
Did I?
Yeah.
No, I wanted to. It was a personal
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. And that's the thing. But now I'm starting to see things. We're going to have a guest on June 2nd that wants to talk about people should go out there and get vaccinated. And I can't wait to have him on. He's some national level guy. We got him for like 20 minutes. But I have several questions for him. Why do you have to get vaccinated if you had COVID? Why is part of the pitch there that having been vaccinated, because there's going to be businesses and events and everything that will make you show that you've been vaccinated? I'm really, really against that. I'm totally against that. Let's just say that Jared, who wanted to get vaccinated, had a terrible reaction to the first one. You didn't, but some people have. So you can't take that second shot. So that precludes you from going to events. Or, you know, Congressman LaMalfa introduced a bill to make it illegal to keep people off, federally sanctioned carriers like airplanes and trains and buses to keep people from having to prove that they've been vaccinated. And if you got vaccinated, do you tell people about it? And if you don't, if you haven't been vaccinated, do you lie about it? In Oregon, they're a little more stringent than we are here. Depending on where you're at, you know, you go into a stores there, like their Fred Meyer's, which is their like a Walmart. They have everything in there. It's a very large store. As you walk in, they have free masks. They're just there. And so you put it on. And then when you're in there, 90% of the people in there wear masks. Other places I walked into said, oh, no, you've got to have the mask. Other place said, no. We've been vaccinated. Oh, okay, that's great. And they could care less. And I went into a sporting goods shop. There was nobody in there with mask on. So now I'm starting to wonder, is it just a certain type of person that doesn't get vaccinated? Is it to me, people go into a sporting goods store. You know, when you used to go into any of the stores around here, the big box stores is what I'm talking about, you'd wear a mask. And yet now they don't wear a mask. And it's I went to the rodeo with 10,000 of my closest friends. I saw no mask, not one, except for the Marine Mounted Color Guard who were masked because the commander-in-chief said you will be masked if you're out in the public like that. Those masks weren't on them before or after they mounted, but they didn't have them either. So it's kind of like I go into areas and everybody's masked, like in Oregon, but in Oregon they want to pump your gas too. And I have I can't get used to that. Somebody come in and pump my gas, even though that's the way it used to be. So vaccinations. It's going to become, I don't know if it's just dying down or if it's the fact that, people are so tired of this and tired of one thing one week, one thing the next, and then change it back to the first thing. Oh, what about last year? Oh, there's another strain coming in. Oh, be prepared to take flu, take the COVID shots and flu shots forever. Now, do you take your flu shot every year?
I don't think I've ever taken a flu shot.
Okay. Well, I take one only because as I walk through the VA, it's like going through the induction center again. Just throwing it. Here's your flu shot. Bang.
I honestly can't ever remember having the flu in my life. So
well, neither.
It doesn't even occur to me. So
I haven't either. So I don't know, though, if it's because I've been inoculated with 843 different vaccines while I was in the service. And afterwards, when I was traveling to other countries, that made you get them. As soon as they, if you were working for certain companies, they would cycle you through a military base, and you get your shots, and you go, even your civilians, but you're under some kind of nebulous contract to give us shots. So we'd be, safe from God knows what, anthrax or mad cow disease or something. Okay. We're going to have Haven Humane on at 8 o'clock. And, we've talked about National Guard. We've talked about Costco. I'd like to talk about, when we get back, what's happening in our cities with violence. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right down here. You can throw a baseball and hit it from our shop right here. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Buy 10 and you get 3 free. They are really great people down there. The young people that are working there will towel off your car, and you can get the platinum car wash for a very reasonable price. Quick and Clean's been around for about 100 years, too. We'll be right back. 7:45 in the morning, 63 degrees out there.
I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth. But I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain. Just a thought of those pretty ladies and the ship I threw in my face.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried.
Mama tried. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, Carl Bott here. Linda's on assignment, 7:50 in the morning, 64 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number. And I have $10 worth of Bear Bucks, Black Bear Diner Bucks, to give away to the first caller, 605-4567. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is, I thought I'd sneak that one in. Somebody called already. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Hey, you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans or 401ks? Give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. 221-0441. She's been helping families and veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. She has, I guess, what we used to say, you've got it wired together. Somebody asked me, what insurrections were you involved in, Carl? Somalia, I could talk about the Philippines, I could talk. See, to me, an insurrection, my friends, and I know it probably doesn't meet the book requirement, is an insurrection to me is an active wanting to take over the government with guns. You know, destruction of the government. Not trespassing, not being boorish and offensive, but actually going in there and shooting the place up, destroying infrastructure, all these things. That's where I get it. But that's where I come from. Some of you people who have never been in a fist fight might think that trespassing is a huge insurrection. And was it wrong? Yeah, totally wrong. You don't do that. And all those people are being punished. I just have a tough time calling it insurrection. Now, going back to when the guy from this online news magazine called me. Like I said, I looked it up. And liberal, but the guy I was talking to seemed like he did have some facts. And he writes about militias and militias taking power and all this. And I said, you know what? You're missing the main point here. You're missing the main point. The main point of this in Shasta County is this. LA Times and others, oh my God, people are, you know, guns, they're going, you know, where things, bad things are going to happen. Things are being said. I said, you got to look at Shasta County, 190,000 people in it, 3,200 square miles. The city of Redding, 90,000 people, 60 square miles. And how many people are really, really intrinsically involved with both sides? I said, it's a real, real small number. Look at Redding. It's one of the best places to start businesses up, you know, according to a national poll. We're moving forward. Our downtown is revitalizing. Businesses are moving in here. We've got the best trout fishing in the world here. I said our education systems are really good. We have great medical facilities here. People should know about that. Not about a small group of people that call each other names. And then, of course, the famous two-punch fight. This is what you have to, you know, this is what you should be looking at. This should be part of your story. Yes, there are people here that are taking this real seriously, but it's a small number compared to what everybody else is. I said, that's what you have to, if you can put that in your story somehow, at least, you know, to show people that not everybody up here every day is armed to the teeth trying to, you know, and walking the streets, because it's just not true. And he said, well, you know, when the BL, I said, oh, let's talk about the Black Lives Matter protest that Tuesday night, whatever night it was. Yeah, there were people, militia and bikers and everything that showed up too. And I said, both crowds where, I mean, it was a night of excitement, but guess what? Not one fight. Put that in there. Not one fist fight in there. And they ended up walking down the road together and singing the national anthem. You know what? Everybody should have a protest march like we did, where you have both sides and no violence. If you can get that out there, Mark, I think his name was Mark, young guy, then you'll be successful. We're not up here at the verge of anarchy. We're not here no matter what one person says about having 1,000 people rush the courthouse. It's never going to happen. It just won't happen. There's too many level-headed people out there that don't want to see this happen. Gary, good morning.
Gary hung up.
Gary! I was just getting to you, buddy. Okay. Anyway, that's what I told this guy. You know, there's so much more to us in Shasta County than that. And I've had both sides try to drag me into this. And here's what I say. The recall people have every right in the world to do it. Every right in the world. I think it's a great civics lesson. They have the right to tell the supervisors they aren't happy with the things they've done. On the other hand, and you've got the Shasta Forward group who refuses to advertise on our station, by the way. I think they're elites. I think they're snobs. They've got every right to oppose that. They don't have the right to stop the recall. Absolutely not. No. Recall is something that you can do. You don't want people to support it? That's fine. I don't, you know, don't support the recall. Okay, fine, because the recall is saying support the recall. The three women that are in the prime leaders in this, they haven't called for violence. They haven't called for armed insurrection. I haven't seen that. Melissa, and I'm not sure what the other last name is, but they haven't called for that. And, in fact, have distanced themselves from it. Now, again, there are things on social media and phone calls being made to both sides. But, you know, I've only really heard the one side. I've read things that have been posted. If you say anything to me, then when you see me the next time, say it to my face. I'm paraphrasing. That's not what happens. But, you know, if anything, that everybody knows that. Keyboard courage. The keyboard warriors say things that they would never say to anybody's face. And if I may say this, many of them, and I'm not being sexist here, many of the ones I've read from the recall opponents have been from women. And they are just vicious out there. But the guy that called this couple I knew and the things he said to them on this, you know, this, the recall, people wanting recall, this guy calls. You would not believe the things this person said to a woman, to a woman. And I said to him, do you know who this is? Yeah. Really? He says, yeah. He said, we're not going to get involved physically with these people. And I thought if anything in the world would get somebody involved physically, it would be what this guy said. So, but they didn't. So this is what I'm saying. Shasta County is a huge place. Shasta County people, level-headed, as my brother-in-law said one time, and he's up here and he's at a party, talking to a variety of different people, from military to doctors to lawyers to accountants. He said, you know, Shasta County is a bubble of common sense. And I truly, truly believe that. We are a bubble of common sense. So I don't expect armed insurrection. I don't expect brawls and riots in the street. And when they start with the signatures, I said, this is where you'll find out if there's any traction there. If there's traction, there'll be signatures. If there's not, there won't be. And then it's over. One way or the other. At least until the next election. Then they put all their efforts into having somebody else reelected. I could be wrong. I don't think so, though. I'm not wrong about the people with common sense and what a great place Shasta County is. I'm just I am so irritated by the LA Times making it sound like it's horror up here. And yes, we have people stirring the pot. And in fact, my name's been given out twice by one of the pot stirrers for comments. But you're not, you know what? The whole thing to me is at a point where let's do it. Let's keep our calm heads. And let's not get the police and the DA involved over a two-punch fight. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden and Russian President Putin to meet in Geneva next month.
The White House says the face-to-face meeting will take place on June 16th at the end of President Biden's first international trip to Britain and Brussels. The summit comes after escalating tensions between the U.S. and Russia in the opening months of the Biden administration. In its announcement, the White House says the leaders will discuss the full range of pressing issues as we seek to restore predictability and stability to the U.S.-Russia relationship. Greg Clugston, Washington.
We won't be intimidated, the words of Senator Rand Paul's wife, Kelly, responding to the latest in a series of threats against her husband. The newest threat coming in the form of a letter containing a white powder and a graphic threat scrawled on the envelope. In a tweet, Kelly Paul writes, "I am sick of the hatred from people who boast of their empathy and compassion. We won't be intimidated, and yes, we have guns." In residential real estate, it's a seller's market.
March U.S. home prices are 13.3% more than last year. That's the biggest increase in over 7 years, as more would-be buyers are competing for a dwindling supply of homes. The March S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index posted its biggest gain since December of 2013. The housing market has gotten so out of whack that, according to real estate brokerage firm Redfin, almost half of all homes are now selling for above the seller's asking price. That's up from roughly a quarter of sales in April of 2019, the year before the pandemic. I'm Shelley Adler.
Moderna says its COVID vaccine strongly protects kids as young as 12. The company releasing the findings based on tests of more than 3,700 12 to 17-year-olds in the U.S. The Dow is up 11 points and NASDAQ 44 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I had a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
hear our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Meadow, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1335. Rec NMLS number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Now headed to the Texas governor's desk, a bill allowing people to carry a handgun without a license, background check, or training.
The Republican-dominated legislature approved the measure Monday. And Governor Greg Abbott says he will make it official, despite the objections from law enforcement groups who worry this will endanger police and the public. Gun control groups opposing it point to the state's recent history of major mass shootings, but those were primarily carried out with assault-style rifles. The bill's supporters have long said it would allow Texans to better defend themselves in public. The bill would not prevent businesses from banning guns on their property, and federal background checks for some gun purchases would remain in place. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
The Minneapolis intersection where George Floyd took his final breaths being transformed today into an outdoor festival on the anniversary of his death. News and analysis at townhall.com. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats will have to make some changes to a bill designed to help the U.S. keep pace with China in high-tech industries.
Majority Leader Democrat Charles Schumer is pushing for final passage of the Endless Frontier Act by the end of the week. Now he's facing pushback not only from Republicans, but some in his own party. The bill would invest about $110 billion in high-tech research. Some Republicans dislike wage-related provisions in the bill. Socialist Democrat Bernie Sanders used a tweet to blast the bill for, in his words, handing out $53 billion in corporate welfare to some of the largest and most profitable corporations in the country with no strings attached. Bob Agnew reporting.
Secretary of State Blinken is vowing to rally international support to aid Gaza. He spoke during a visit to Israel at the start of a regional tour aimed at shoring up last week's ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Totally rested from my 96, as we used to call them in the service, 4 days off. Yeah. It was, we were at the beach, and Pelican Beach, not the prison. I only went to, you know, the Pelican State Prison. Early on, and visited Mark Story while he was there.
Mark
was there. It wasn't his fault. They let him out, you know.
No, I was pulling a Johnny Cash. I was putting on a performance.
Oh, you're putting
there.
On a performance. Yeah, I had a concert there. Okay, got it.
Were you there for that? I remember you.
I was in the front row.
You had the same outfit as everybody else did.
Yeah, I was in the front row. Yeah, you know, you can't wear denim if you visit the prison. Like you take a tour.
No, I believe
you can't wear denim, or even a blue shirt. And why do you think that is?
Well,
because the prisoners are in there in denim. And if you can't wear blue jeans, you can't wear a blue shirt. Because if something happens, the guards got to be able to pick out the bad guys. It's the bad guys against the good guys.
Yeah, which are you?
Yeah. So, and you think to yourself, that's being a little, isn't that being just kind of a little, you know, too much? Until you get in there and you're walking around with murderers. Murderers, cold murderers, and people of such diverse evil in there. And you're just walking along with them, talking to them.
Diverse evils.
Oh, diverse evils they have there. Anyway, hey, welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio. Today is 25th of May, 8:07 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Jared, what's the weather look like?
Next week.
You know what? Enjoy this week. Enjoy this week. Because next week, we're cranking it up.
All right. It's currently 64 degrees. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 83, a low of 55. Tomorrow's going to be sunny with a high of 89, a low of 56. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 87, a low of 56. Friday, a high of 92, a low of 58. But next Monday, we get into the hundreds. And it just increases from there.
It just increases from there to what, 200?
Well, 105. 105 is the hottest I'm seeing right here, but that's still
okay.
105 the first week in June.
Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And you know what? Propane's all the same. I mean, it just is. You can call anything you want, but it all comes out of the same tank down past Sacramento. So the difference is customer service, and that's where Shasta Gas Propane wins. They have great customer service. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. During November, they have special prices for veterans. They've got all types of things to make it easy for their customers. After the car fire, they were out there putting out 100-gallon tanks on the property for people that were staying on their property and giving them just ridiculously low prices on the propane. They were losing money on it. So people wouldn't have to keep taking the 7-gallon tanks out and taking them down, filling them, bringing them back in. So they had it set up for that. That's the kind of people Chuck and Judy Kenny are. That's Shasta Gas Propane. I am proud to have them as my friends, as Linda's and our friends. And speaking of a friend, is Mark Story here. Mark, You were in Desert Storm, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, albeit you were flying like 30,000 feet up there refueling, because Mark was on a refueler, and he's the one, if you've ever seen these movies, that probe comes out. Somebody has to fly that probe. That isn't something they just stick out there and the pilot tries to hit. You've got to guide them in, and you're moving that probe at the same time. Is that correct?
Or yeah, it's called a boom. No, yeah, you got it right. It actually is a fly-by-wire system. So once the boom comes down on the aircraft,
right.
It goes into a free flight mode, and then it's a fly-by-wire system. So it's got, depending on the airplane, it's got rudders and elevators just like an airplane would. So it's flying. Just like you would. So we sit in the back and we fly it and then we extend it out and then we have lights underneath the aircraft, our aircraft, towards the nose, which have forward, aft, and then up and down lights. And so the receiver pilot comes in behind us and watches those lights and then we direct them with that. And the slower the light, the less correction they need to make. It's a full light. They need to keep the power on a little bit. They're supposed to only have about a 2-knot closure on us, but that doesn't always happen.
Now, when the boom and the fueler, it goes into the
receptacle.
Into the receptacle they have on. And by the way, CH-53 helicopters that the Marine Corps has can refuel.
Yeah, they refuel by a probe and drug system. So we have this probe and drug as well, and basically that's just a long hose with a they call it a paradrogue, with like a parachute thing that comes out. And so that just floats. And then they have a, just like a rod with a tip that's got the, that on it. And then they plug in. So yeah, they can do it. We weren't able to refuel helicopters because we couldn't go that slow.
It's only 130s. We had C-130s. Oh. Yep. But when you're flying it like that, when the jet comes in, and then does it lock or not?
Yeah. So once the boom contacts in the receptacle, then they have latches that latch onto the boom at that point. And they also plug in what would be on a lot of aircraft, not all, a boom interphone. So basically, at that point, we lock into their interphone system. They lock in our interphone system so we can actually talk to the receivers through the aircraft. So if we're like at Desert Storm, you know, obviously it's radio silent. Once we locked in with them, then we could talk to them between the two airplanes because we're plugged in, we're hardwired in. And then on the KC-10, at least, what happens is once that latches in, then the computer takes over. And so the computer follows the receiver when the receiver moves. I mean, we're obviously still on the controls in case something goes wrong. But it basically takes over at that point. And then we're giving them verbals at that point if we
How much fuel can you push?
Oh, it's a lot. It's whenever we're doing like a heavy, like a C-5 or something, I think it was something like 40,000 or 50,000 pounds per minute. It's fast.
If you're refueling a big plane.
Mm-hmm.
I've refueled in a C-5 before. The reason we knew it was is that we were on our way over to Saudi Arabia, right, at the beginning of Desert Storm.
Yeah.
And I was kind of and they had the seats in this damn thing backwards, and so you're flying backwards, which I don't like anyway. It just seems inherently wrong, though it makes no difference. I guess it may be safer. I'm not sure. But, you know, I was just kind of sleeping through it, and then all of a sudden the plane starts moving in a different way. They were refueling, and they kind of go up and down, little movements. It woke me right up.
They're not little movements.
They're big movements, right? Yeah.
And a C-5 will move a tanker. They'll move us because they're so big, and they have such big bow wave. And when they get underneath, if they drop suddenly, it will pull our tail down. Refueling heavies like that, refueling a C-5, refueling like a 747, that kind of stuff. Those were refueling a B-2 bomber. Those are the ones that they would affect us a lot more. Like a fighter behind us, we don't even feel it.
Okay, so a C-5, how long would it take you to fuel them? You say 40,000 pounds.
Yeah, I don't know if that's – I can't remember what the offload rate was. I don't think it was quite that high, actually. It was pretty high. It would take – to refuel a C-5 to full would take probably 10-15 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, what I was getting at, though, is in when you landed, in between getting a ride in an air-conditioned car to an air-conditioned ready room, how hot was it there?
Oh, God.
So when we start talking
about 105 is cool.
Yeah, I mean, when I got back, I got back here in, like, May, and I think by August it was like 112, and people were going, God, this is hot. And I'm sitting there wearing a Hawaiian shirt and shorts and Dockers, and I'm drinking iced tea, and I'm thinking to myself, Well, it's relative. Everything is relative.
Right. Well, we were in Desert Storm. You know, we were in Saudi Arabia, and it was a dry heat, so it was only 120, 125. But when we were in UAE deployed much later on, the heat index was over 150 multiple times with the humidity and everything. The heat index. Oh, yeah, it was miserable. Yeah, 105 is nothing.
Yeah, but now.
And now it is. Now
it is
me.
because we've gotten into our cheap civilian ways. So.
It's all about acclimation, right?
You're getting ready to have a golf tournament on July 9th.
Yes.
100. It's going to be 100. But it doesn't make any difference because you're in a cart, you're on by the river where it's cooler, and there's beer at all these holes and water.
Yeah, and it is cooler down by the river. The only spot on the course that I've noticed the last few years we've done it that it gets a little bit hotter is when you're on that backside with the standing water, so it's a little bit more humid.
Yeah.
It's only a couple tee boxes. I mean, once you get away from that, it's fine, but right there is a little uncomfortable. But the rest, that's not a big deal.
And
we start at 9.
Yeah.
So
if people like Linda and I, we've discovered that when you get to the 15th hole, there's nothing we're going to do that's going to save the game at that point. We can just race right on up to the top there and instead of doing the other last three
holes
and getting in late and there's no food.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
So this is going to be, I believe it's our fifth tournament, but it's our first Daniel Zainine Memorial Putt for Paws golf tournament. It'll be July 9th. Obviously, we named that in honor of Daniel, who was our CFO who we lost in November.
To COVID.
So check-in is going to be 7:30. Shotgun start at 9 o'clock. It's going to be a 4-man scramble. It will be at Riverview. If you haven't played Riverview, you are missing out. It's a wonderful course. And it's in great condition right now from what I've heard. So, there's going to be a lot of contests, raffle prizes. We are going to have a lunch, which is going to be outside, which will be after, the tournament. And I know that there's going to be a car for a hole-in-one and a bunch of really, really good prizes. So entry, a team of four is $500. It's $125 per entry. You can get more information by calling our development department at 241-5262. You can also go at havenhumane.org and register. We are limited to 25 teams, and we already have 15, so there's 10 teams left. So we're hoping we get 10 teams signed up pretty quick and fill up quickly. So please come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun, like I said. And we do have really, really good prizes for the winners and also for, like, longest drive and the putting competition and all that stuff. So we have a lot of people that come every year because they know that we have great prizes for all that stuff. So, again, that's going to be July 9th, which is a Friday. And 241-5262 to talk to development, or you can go on havenhumane.org.
It's absolutely a great time.
And we are looking for more sponsors, too. So if you're interested in sponsoring the hole.
Are you filled up now?
It's reasonable. No, we still have 10 teams.
10
spots.
10 spots.
10 teams, yeah, available.
40 people.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's still,
Yeah, we have 15 that have registered. We have 10 spots open.
It's great. First of all, it's a great fundraiser, and it goes right to Haven Humane. Doesn't go anywhere else, and for the great work they do there. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Hey, you thinking about purchasing an electric car? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back after this message. 8:17 in the morning, 64 degrees out there, going up to, what, 93?
It's 83 today.
83 today. Oh, just enjoy
slow down,
today.
Don't rush it.
Yeah, you're right. Later on this week. We'll be right back.
To listen in to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling the violators on assignment this morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. 64 degrees going up to 83 today here on the 25th of May in River Common. Senior Living is bringing us this segment. Imagine this. You get up in the morning, take your little pet out for a walk, come on down, have a gourmet breakfast. Yeah, really, it's a gourmet chef there. So gourmet breakfast and you, your plans for the day. You may want to, go out and do some shopping, or you may want to go for a walk over at Turtle Bay or any of the things. You can, because everything's taken care of at River Common Senior Living. Not an assisted living facility. This is for active seniors. Like I said, beautiful, spacious quarters that you have. Your pets can be with you. Give Brian a call at 530-238-5981. Arrange a personalized tour. Have lunch there and see the people. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. Worry less, smile more at River Common Senior Living. I'm here with Mark Story, who never smiles.
So
and worries less.
So Jared's rocking the bumper music,
he
right?
Well, he always does.
And he plays Give Me Some Lovin', and you cut in right before the Give Me Some Lovin' line. I just, you know, I feel like,
you know, I have a
script like
here.
He's working so hard over there.
Wait a minute. Do I say to you,
yes.
You know, frankly, I think you should have more puppies available.
Actually,
no. You know what? And if you don't have puppies, but I want, in fact, I want you to find me a Bernie Doodle.
Bernie Doodle.
That's a Bernese Mountain Dog crossed with a poodle. I want a Bernie Doodle for Linda. So if you were, you know what? Haven Humane, find me a Bernie Doodle puppy.
Right, because, yeah, there's a lot of those.
For less than $3,000.
There's a lot of those that are strays.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of those out walking around by themselves. But if you happen to find one, let me know. Okay, we're here with Mark Story. We talked about the Daniel Zanin Memorial Putt for Paws Golf mm-hmm. Tournament. They still got spots there for some players. Now you're having a cooking class.
Yeah, we're having a cooking class. We had one or two before COVID, which went over really, really well. And so we're doing it again. It's called The Haven's Kitchen. It'll be July 24th. It's a hands-on cooking class. You can prepare an Italian dinner with Sicilian chef Pam Buono at Sizzle's Kitchen in downtown Reading. Sicily is a land of scents and flavors. Spices and aromatic plants and herbs grow all over its shores and countryside and are a key element to the local cooking tradition. Chef Pam will share some of her secrets and teach us how to prepare a few of her favorites.
And she's good.
She's awesome.
She's really good.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. You get some great food. You get to learn how to cook some great food, and it's just a lot of fun. So there's going to be more information to follow, but you can call 241-5262 for information. That's our development. Again, 241-5262. And you can look at our Facebook page as well and our webpage.
Bark Wine and Brew is back.
Yeah, Bark Wine and Brew, it will be October 2nd. It will be at Wind River Event Center. Tables are available now for sponsorship. Again, 241-5262 for tables or ticket sales. It's $650 a table or $50 for the tickets. The theme this year is going to be musicals and Broadway. And if anybody would like to give donated items for the auction, it would certainly be appreciated. So again, 241-5262. Right now, if you can't tell, our development department is at full speed because, you know, we're going back into being able to do fundraisers in person. We are probably going to be limiting Bark Wine and Brew a little bit this year. Not too terribly much, though, but I don't think we're going to be putting the normal 370 people there, so tickets are going to go a little bit faster this year. So we definitely encourage people to get those.
We're having a Marine Corps ball there November 10th, and we're trying to figure out how many tables are going to be there. But with Gavin Newsom opening the state up June 15th, not the 14th or the 16th. It's just something about the 15th, I guess. Even though that probably you could do it June 5th or June 1st. And okay, that's not what we're here to talk about. What about Gavin Newsom? Don't you have that thing? Yeah. You know, every time I mention Gavin Newsom's name, something happens. I'm not sure.
I don't know what's
going on. Then maybe.
Shame. Shame.
Wow.
Shame.
Okay. All right. It has nothing to do with Haven Humane, but I couldn't miss the opportunity. Okay. Stuff the Bus.
Yeah, so we're participating in Stuff the Bus again. This is the time of the year where it's food, human food, not animal food. And so if you want to bring in some non-perishable human food, you can get $25 off any adoptions fees through June 4th. And then Stuff the Bus, the big event, will be June 4th, which is next Friday, I believe, right? Yeah
next June Friday. 4th.
Yeah, a week from Friday. So, you can come into Haven. If you bring in some food items, then get $25 off adoption fees. And we've got a lot of really great dogs and cats that are available for adoption.
Okay, and for all of our prepper friends out there, which should be just about everybody, because if you live in, you know, if you're living out someplace where the electricity may cut off or other things happen, you know, so you should have 30 days worth of food around and, you know, several days worth of water and all that. This is not the time to bring in your foodstuffs that are like expired a year ago.
Yeah, no.
No. Just bring in fresh stuff. Go on down to the dollar store and pick up a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, the thing I'll say, too, about Stuff the Bus through our local Salvation Army is that all of this food stays local and helps people within our community that need this help.
Absolutely.
And I do want to give a quick shout-out, since I'm thinking about it, to Captain Danielson's, both of them, who will be leaving us at the end of June, who have been here for quite a few years. And I want to thank them at the Salvation Army for everything that they've done. Captain Tim's a good friend of mine, and I'm definitely going to miss him personally and professionally, but I think our community is losing. They're going to Napa. Yeah, so
to the Salvation Army there.
Yes, yes.
Do they even have a Salvation Army in Napa Valley?
Yeah, yeah. No, they're getting transferred, and Napa's lucky to have them, and hopefully we get another great officer to come in here and help our community. But those two individuals have been a huge part of our community for many, many years, and I can't thank both of them enough, and definitely going to miss them both.
Well, through the Salvation Army, every Wednesday from 9 to 11, they have groceries for veterans. That if you can prove you're a veteran with a DD-214 or your VHA health card or something like this. But from 9 to 11 every Wednesday at the Salvation Army, they give away sacks and boxes of food to veterans. So, okay, let's take a quick break, and we still got a bunch of stuff to cover here. The Shasta Regional Medical Center is among the highest-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They receive 4 out of 5 stars in specific areas, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications. In other words, they don't have a lot of surgical complications, very few, in fact. People don't get sicker being in the hospital than they were before they came in. Heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacements, all at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:30 in the morning, 64 degrees out there.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Thanks to you, our loyal guests, we're celebrating 28 years at the River. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and get ready for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun. Plus, the opening of our new restaurant, Seasons. And don't miss your opportunity to win a patio boat. It's our birthday all month long, so let's keep the party going. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 28-year anniversary celebration. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans.
and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil wants to remind you it's fire season. It looks like, according to Cal Fire, it could be a bad season. Are you ready? Do you have defensible space? Do you have all of your stuff in one spot, like in a big go bag or a couple go bags that you can just pick up, throw in the back of the car or truck and get out of there? Medications, your pet medications, important papers, maybe thumb drives, a lot of stuff that you want to not lose. Just in case of the worst, SST Oil worries about you because they are out there on the front lines also providing the gas, the oil, the diesel, the jet fuel to fight these fires. They've been in Redding since 1967. They are a strong, strong supporter of our community, and they're always looking for good employees, looking for drivers and other types that want to work in a great company, an employee-owned company. Give them a call at 241-1167, and just let me mention the fuel cards they have, CFN cards. They are good in over 60,000 different places. I used them when I go up to Oregon. I used them in the middle of nowhere in Nevada in the middle of the night. One gas pump, one, in this whole area, and it took my CFN card. So, SST Oil. Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. A lot of things going on. Got the big things about the Daniel Zanin Memorial Pet for Paws, the cooking class July 4th, the Bark, Wine, and Brew is going to be October 2nd. Linda and I and Baron Browning will be the MCs that night. So I think it's going to be a great time. It usually is. Stuff the Bus is going on now through June 4th, and vaccines. You know, are you, if a dog has a vaccination, mm-hmm. do they get like a little card to wear around their neck? They do.
A rabies vaccination, they get a license. If they buy a license, yeah, they're required to have one. Yeah, the license does let people know that it has a current rabies vaccination. Yeah,
you know what? Nobody's complaining about those dogs wearing a vaccine.
I wouldn't go that far.
I wouldn't go anywhere near this. I'm just kidding. Okay. Now they can get their pets vaccinated. Can they also get chipping at the same time?
Yes. Microchips are $20 in our vaccine clinic. Our vaccine clinics are every Wednesday from 2 to 4 at our vet hospital. Basically allows you to get your pets vaccinated without paying an office visit fee. Our vaccine packages are all published on our Facebook page and our website under the Veterinary Hospital tab, as well as a full price list of all of our services, and that's at havenhumane.org is our website.
How many dogs would you say come in that are strays? I mean, just give me a wag here.
Oh, we have a couple thousand a year.
They come in,
a year.
They just stray.
Over 1,000 a year, yeah.
And these are dogs that some of them, you know, I saw a German short hair that Amy brought to us when we were out in the pancake breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It was a, I mean, it was a German short hair.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. And we get a lot of shepherds lately, a lot of huskies.
A German short hair is one of the top-rated dogs in the animal kingdom. They not only are they hunters, they're great family dogs.
Yeah, a lot of energy.
You know, yeah, and this one's just a loving dog. Is he still there?
I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
I wouldn't think so because it was he's. But what really is amazing, here's a German short hair pointer. These are not inexpensive dogs.
No, no.
And this dog was loving, so it had been raised, obviously, in a nice family. But here it is, running around.
I will say that the fact that the dog is loving doesn't always mean they're raised in the best thing. Dogs are super resilient, so we see dogs come in from horrible, horrible conditions, and they make the best pets because they're very, very loving. They're super, super resilient. Now, it definitely could have been raised in a loving family, but obviously they didn't come looking for them. So, you know, that's always an issue. But, yeah, I mean, every one of our dogs and cats are all individuals, and they all have their own backstories and everything else. But for the most part, all of them are just super resilient, and they know. You know, they know that they've been
safe. And yeah, somebody cares about
them. Some of them take a little longer than others. Some of them have, you know, issues that need to be resolved, and they're all issues that can be easily resolved.
Okay,
take time.
So if I'm looking for a specific type puppy, I can tell you that, right?
And yeah, unless it's a Bernese doodle, and then
Bernedoodles.
That's not, yeah.
Well, if you find a Bernedoodle puppy wandering around,
that's not going to come in.
That's but I mean, but say that hey, we'd like to have a puppy that's not going to get any bigger than 25 pounds.
Yeah, that's all that stuff. All you have to do is call 241-1653, speak to any of our adoption counselors, and they can put you on a wanted list. And if anything like that comes in, then we would call you before it even gets put up for adoption.
Do you ever, I know you're in contact with many other animal shelters too. Is that true?
We are, but we don't, like, I don't call them and say, hey, do you have this in? Like, we don't do that.
Okay.
We call and say, hey, we have animals that need to go because we're running low on space. Can you come take some dogs? Or can you come take some cats? But, yeah, there's no, like, inventory sharing that we do as far as that goes. But you can always look on Petfinder, and you can put in the kind of dog you want. You can look on Petfinder and Adopt-A-Pet both. You can put in the kind of dog you want. You can put in a 100-mile radius. You can do all that. And any rescues or shelters that use Petfinder or Adopt-A-Pet, it'll pop up, and you can see it, and you can give them a call and do it from there. So the resources are there to find them for sure.
Now, your puppies come in and they go out real quick. Is that?
Yeah, puppies get adopted pretty quickly, or they go to rescue, depending on how young they are. Normally, if they're over 8 weeks, we're just going to adopt them out. But if they're under 8 weeks, we'll usually try and either put them in a foster, which are hard to find sometimes, or we'll send them to a rescue that'll foster them, and then they'll just adopt them out from there. We don't like keeping puppies in the shelter for obvious reasons long. So we'd rather get them into either, and most of the rescues that they would go to are rescues where they're probably going to foster them. So the puppies are going to be in home getting socialized, as they get older. So it's just better than them staying in the shelter environment.
And speaking of, adoptions, the kitten nursery is going full speed.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was in there yesterday. There's tons and tons of kittens in there. Super cute.
And so if you want to volunteer to help in this, because they need to be bottle fed every 2 hours?
Yeah, it's 2 to 3 hours, depending on how old they are, and then it kind of goes up when they get older. But, yes, volunteering, our volunteers are amazing. There's tons of volunteer opportunities, including the kitten nursery. You can look on our website, havenhumane.org. There's an application that you fill out for volunteering, no matter what you want to do. You fill out the application, and then Cassie, who is our volunteer coordinator, will get in touch with you and set up the next steps. And we have tons of different volunteer opportunities, from walking dogs, socializing cats, working in the kitten nursery, working in the veterinary hospital, helping out in licensing, helping out with outreaches. Camp Love a Pet's coming up, so we've got volunteers that are counselors for our Camp Love a Pet. So
that's one of your favorite.
It's my favorite 4 weeks of the year. Yeah,
yeah. 2 weeks.
Two-week courses, and we're going to have full camps this year. And it's going to start. In fact, the first one starts June 12th. And so I'm super excited.
Is this for kids?
Yeah, 10 to 15 year old kids.
Okay. Yep. Oh, it's almost just like our Jake, our our young turkey hunters.
Yeah, it's so much fun, and they get randomly paired with dogs. They pull a leash and a collar out of a box, and they're all shelter animals, and then they work with them for 2 weeks, and then we have a big graduation ceremony for them, and they get to do all the pomp and circumstance and walk the dogs out, and they get a bunch of certificates and some awards. It's just great to see the kids and the dogs from orientation day till graduation day 2 weeks later. It's just amazing.
The growth in both is
fantastic. There hasn't been a single graduation where I haven't shed some tears just because camp's over. And like a lot of these kids, I mean, I've been doing this now for, this will be, I think, my ninth year of camp. I have some kids that are graduating from college now that were campers when I started and then became junior counselors and then went off to college, and now they're coming back from college. So, you know, a lot of these kids are my kids. You know, I think of them as my kids, and I've seen them all grow up and formed a lot of really good relationships with both the kids and their families, and I've made really good friends out of it. And I'm so proud of the program and everybody that participates in it, all of our volunteers, all my staff that works with them, and all these kids that come back and they're junior counselors and counselors. It's not just about training the dogs. It's about making better community members, and I think every one of these kids that goes through just, I'm just so impressed with them.
You already have them selected already?
Oh, yeah. It filled up the first day. Yeah. February 1st when we do registration, it filled up. We had a lot of kids that we actually gave early registration because of the canceled camps
last year.
COVID. Yeah. And they had come in and signed up in February, which was before COVID had hit us, right? And so we gave them kind of first dibs. But we still have a lot of new kids that are coming this year. So, I'm super excited about it. It's so much fun.
Great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, 8:45 in the morning, 64 degrees. It's going to go up to 83 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, the best place that I've ever had my hair cut, ever, is right here in Reading at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. You should go down there. They could probably trim up that monstrosity growing on your face. It looks like you know what? It looks good on you, but it looks like a Persian kitty has just plotted himself down right on your face.
I thought we were going to break.
Oh, we are right after that. They work in appointments only at Cypress Square Barbershop. Give them a call at 244-9478. We'll be right back.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration. So we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickadee chicken sandwich. Crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun. Top with American cheese, bacon, mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic,
Colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is my guest today. It is 10 minutes till 9 here on Tuesday, the 25th of May. 63 degrees out there, going up to 83 today. It's going to be, you know, if you've got work like power washing, this is probably the week to do it because next week it'll be up to 100. Now, during COVID, did you discover any superpowers you had during COVID?
Superpowers? No.
I did. I discovered mine. You know, because I'd been saying to Linda since we've been married, you know, if I had time to do that, I'd get that done. Well, COVID came. So I found out that my superpower was still not power washing.
Oh.
Not power washing, even though I had time.
If that's a superpower, yeah, I think I have
that. Yeah, you've got that too. Yeah. Most men have that superpower.
Yeah.
And you know what, honey, quit. You get off my back. You asked me to do that 6 months ago. Are you going to constantly nag me about it? That's my superpower. Okay. Hey, I have two tickets to Turtle Bay. That's right. In fact, I can give you a family pack of four. I have a family pack of four tickets for Turtle Bay, free. So you can get in and see everything that's in there, their great exhibits, the animals, and everything. To the first person that calls 605-4567, it's a four-pack to Turtle Bay. Yeah. 8:52 in the morning. Okay. Where do you want to go here?
Oh.
What's the TRN program?
TNR.
Oh, TNR.
Yeah, it's a trap neuter release program for community cats. So we have the TNR program. It's a drop-off at our hospital between 8:30 and 9 Monday through Thursday. It's $45. You basically drop the cat off in the morning, and then we will spay, neuter, rabies vaccinate, and then we tip the ears so you know that it's been TNR'd, and then you pick it up in the afternoon and you take it right back to the same spot.
Well, you know, I found out in my power washer if I use that red... The red nozzle.
I don't know where this is going.
I can knock off the neighborhood wandering cats from 50 yards away. I can roll him across the street.
Stop.
And then they run home to their parents, and they stay out of my yard.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. Now, trap and release, you know, I've been reading about this in other places. Mm-hmm. You know, and things that you've been advocating for literally years, Mark.
Yes.
I'm reading about it, and they all say the same thing. Yes. Trap it, get them neutered and bring them right back there.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't have strange cats moving in. And now you've got a cat there that's not going to breed. But they still have their territory.
Right. And that's the way that we need to lower the population, because I've said it before and I'll say it many, many times in the future, I'm sure, but we're fixing a plan. We're fixing a problem that's been around for 50 to 100 years because we didn't spay and neuter like we should have years and years, decades ago. So now we've got to fix it. And the most humane way to do that is through trap neuter release program with the community cats, or feral cats is what they're called sometimes, but community cats is a more appropriate name. And so once we get that going on a community-wide basis, then we can lower that population safely and humanely, and then we won't have the issues that we have. But it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take many years to fix this problem that's decades old. But we are moving in the right direction, which is great. And thanks to our partnership with City of Reading, we're going to be adding a couple more. Right now we do 5 a day. That's going to change to 7 a day starting July 1st. And there's also going to be some vouchers for some free community cat spay neuters, and also some vouchers for spay and neuter of both dogs and cats that are owned. That's going to be through a partnership that we have with City of Reading. So that will be for City of Reading residents only for those. But that is good. We're making some headway, and they definitely want to help as well. And so these programs will help us be able to spay and neuter more of them and trap neuter release more of them, which is great. So again, it's, you know, it's not, this isn't a 2-year or a 5-year plan. This is a 10, 20-year plan, but we've got to get started on it because we're way behind. We are now.
It's kitten season now, and people may mm-hmm. come up on a group of kittens that don't have, and the mom's not standing right there.
Yeah.
Don't pick up the kittens.
No. No, the mothers leave for hours at a time to find food and water, so they will return to the kittens. So it's likely that the mother will move the kitten several times over the first few weeks, too. So her absence could be because she's moving them one at a time to a safer spot. Please give her a chance to raise her litter. Nursing, nuzzling, being clean, and learning cat social behaviors are all important aspects of having a feline mother. So if you see them there and they're sickly, then they probably don't have a mom, right? So you can definitely bring those in. We will definitely take those right away. If they're healthy, then they've got a mom. And let them go when they're a little bit older. We've got programs that we can help out with to place them if they are social. And then if you can, if you see that mom, let's do the TNR program with that mom later on. Once the kittens are gone, if you see other cats that are out there, let's do the TNR program. Bring them in, get them $45, and they're done. You know, and you don't have to worry about more cats. And like I said, there's going to be some vouchers that are going to cover the cost coming up. And then we also have future. You know, we're always looking for grant funding to help with that cost
seems,
and offset
you know,
that cost
it,
more.
It just too. Seems like the City of Reading that spends millions of dollars on things could come up with something like $100,000 or $50,000 grant. I mean, that's a lot of cats. You know, that, you know, since people don't want to have feral cats and all these others around, it just seems like that would be money well spent because, you know, here's it is in the fund for everyone you all fix. You take the money out of the fund.
Well, through the new contract that we signed with the city and through working with the city, we are getting now over $30,000 a year towards this. So,
oh, okay. That's
those,
a lot of cats.
Those vouchers that I talked about, it's a little over $30,000 that annually that the City of Reading is committed to help.
Okay. Well, so that makes me feel better.
They are working really, really well with us, and I appreciate the partnership with City of Reading, and I think that, you know, together we'll be able to move forward with this and help out more cats, which is good.
Because we have lots of cats.
We do have lots of cats, and it's not a, you know, it's kind of like you were talking about earlier about some other issues that we have in the area. It's not exclusive to Reading. It's in Shasta County. It's a nationwide problem. Some areas are better than others. San Francisco is a perfect example, but they started aggressively TNRing in the 80s, and it took 20 years. But now you go down to San Francisco, and you don't see too many feral community cats walking around, especially ones that aren't altered.
That's because there's so many homeless on the streets that are, you know, fighting them for space and everything. Do you think they're going to start a TNR? For them?
I don't, that's not my job.
That's not your job?
No.
TNR for homeless?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Did we get a winner there, Jared?
We did, Indian Dave.
Okay, Indian Dave.
All right.
Dave, my front seat still needs your assistance in the recovering, so I'm going to call you after work. Okay.
So our events are coming up. So get a team together for golf. If you want to sponsor it, sponsor a hole, please do that as well. You can call 241-5262. Talk to our development team about that. That would be great. That's the next thing coming up. And then our cooking class will be July 24th, but I'll remind us of that on the next June.
That's good.
So we get some time.
Okay. Yeah. Usually we go out, Mark and I go out for breakfast, you know, usually after the show, but, it's usually one of us. I would say we probably get out to breakfast about once every 3 months.
Yeah, it's about.
Yeah,
maybe
because
once
one of
every
us,
other month.
Yeah.
We do a couple in a
row. But whoever misses has to buy the next time.
Yeah, I'm buying next time.
Yeah,
I know.
You know, I'm going to go to Mount Shasta. I want to go to Brookings. There's a great breakfast place there. So does that mean you pick up the cost of the trip?
Yeah, I'll get a plane out of the Reading Airport and we can fly up there for breakfast.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Celestina Traver, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, with us. A lot of things are happening in the veterans community that are coming up, especially Memorial Day at the end of the month here. There's going to be events happening, and we want to let everybody know. I mean, you don't have to be a veteran, of course, to attend these events. They are heartfelt and a wonderful way to express your support for our veterans. Everybody, it's going to go up to 83 today. Enjoy your day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you. You can stand me up.